Now, in France, a small independent television news channel has become one of the country's most influential forces in media and politics. BFM TV pioneered the live rolling news format in France. Its direct, rather-in-your-face brand of journalism for the people has won it a daily audience of millions, and plenty of critics who say it's sensationalist and trivialises politics. Well, unlike other mainstream channels in France, it's also unashamedly pro-business. So does it reflect changing views in France about the role of the state and the power of private enterprise to rescue the country's ailing economy? The BBC's Hugh Schofield has been finding out.
Pour vous faire vivre tous les événements en direct, BFM TV est là.
BFM claims to be the most popular rolling news station in the world. Its market share in France way above Sky in Britain or Fox in the US. And it's true, at airports and hotels, in chic Paris cafes, but also in banlieue kebaberies, in political party headquarters, BFM is the channel of choice. It's live, it's quick, it's intelligent. The station's managing director is Guillaume Dubois.
Everybody watches BFM TV from the Élysée Palace to the street. Not all day long, hopefully for them. but we have more than 10 million viewers per day and 40 million per month, so it's more or less all of France.
Et attention, les voici, le cours.
A huge part of BFM's attraction for the French is that it very deliberately tries not to ape the established channels. French journalism has long and rightly been accused of being in cahoots with the elite. Journalists, politicians and administrators all discussing the world at one remove from ordinary people. That's not the BFM way, as I heard from 34-year-old Apolline de Malherbe, who presents a political talk show.
I think for too long in France we have had elites who have contempt for the people, and I think that was wrong, and I think that's also part of the reason why somebody like Marine Le Pen has such a high score today, because the people who vote for her had the feeling for too long that they had no power, they were not even taken into account by the politicians, by the journalists, by the media, by the elites.
Notre invité ce matin, Marine Le Pen, présidente du Front National, bonjour.
There are criticisms. One is that with its people-first approach, it gives undue coverage to the far right. Star interviewer Jean-Jacques Bourdin recently got into a public row with a well-known satirist who accused him of actually promoting Marine Le Pen.
Nicolas Dose et les experts sur BFM Business.
But I think what left-wing critics have missed is actually something far more important. This is the clear pro-business ethic behind BFM TV. In fact, the station started out as a business channel. The B stands for business, and its economic commentators take an overtly pro-reform line on downsizing the state, supporting business creation, and so on. This is actually quite new for the French, who've been mainly given an economic diet of the old state-orientated nostrums. So does the popularity of BFM with this underlying message reflect perhaps a younger generation's understanding of economic realities? A question for Jean-Sébastien Ferjou of the right-wing news website Atlantico.
Yes, as I said before, I think the country is changing, not because French people have become liberals in the French meaning of the term, but because they no longer believe in the state. They no longer do. They no longer feel that the state is going to save them. We've been in such a crisis for now more than 6 years, and with a political power which seems totally powerless. And so people just, I mean, it's just common sense. Why should you expect that the state is going to save you?
It's just a television station, but the rise of BFM TV does say something about France today. A contempt for the ruling elite and a thirst for practical solutions to the country's deepening crisis.
The culturally aware Hugh Schofield reporting there from Paris.